Plugged in and ready to rock and roll. All good. So it's Sunday here in Sydney, Australia, the 5th of January. Unbelievable, time is flying by. We're already in the 5th of January, so incredible things happening in this country of Australia. Trying to cover it as best as I can, but welcome to all the members who plug in. Great to have you on board. Really makes a difference, and your support helps me to keep this website up and running, thecrazfiles.com, at such a critical stage. So much happening and so much to cover, so always so much to go through. If you're out there in the world and you hear some of these podcasts, because they do go out via the RSS feed, and if you hear them and you like the content and you appreciate what we're doing here and want to keep real independent media and that website up and running, you can become a member and support me over there at crazfiles.com. So all the information's up there, and you can contact me anytime. So I'm over on Facebook and Twitter and Gab and YouTube and stuff as well. So it's going to be a big year as we try to work out what's going on and cover everything that we possibly humanly can, which I've been doing. You know, and I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue following this attack, this assault on my country of Australia, the assault on the Australian people, assault on our natural environment, the world around us, an absolute attack, 100%. Make no mistakes about that. And so just following the mainstream media news this morning, trying to watch everything that's being said and everything that they're putting out, all the information, all the global warming pushing, everything. I'm just taking notes and watching this and following it till the end, and I'll continue here in Real Independent Media to bring it to our listeners out there and keep putting it up on the website and keep talking to other people and getting the info out there, because this is just absolutely devastating, what's happening in this country, what's happening right now. I'm on the ground here. It's beyond horrifying. It really is hell on earth in this country, and it hasn't stopped. It's still so bad, absolutely terrible to see this happen in this country. I've never seen anything like this. We're all still choking. It's really unbelievable, and some really shocking areas still being burnt out, especially down in Victoria, New South Wales border, in our snowy mountains regions now, and on the New South Wales borders and into Sydney, just everywhere. Every time you blink and turn your head, there's another 25 starting. So it's critical times, and God bless all the firefighters, the volunteer firefighters, the communities out there. Everybody helping, just unbelievable, massive effort. It just defies belief what some of these communities are going through, what they've been through. They've just absolutely lost everything. And so it's hard podcast to do, to try and cover what we think is going on and what we think is the truth, but it needs to be talked about and we need to discuss it, and we'll continue to do so. But devastating conditions in Australia, still very, very bad, and just some communities down on the south coast of New South Wales really facing hell. I don't know how you would describe it. Just walls of fire and just intense heat, explosions, just nothing like we've ever seen. So I've been following this since it started, and I'll follow it right through to the end and beyond. So membership, for example, is very important to keep me up and running. Now, someone who knows a lot about this and researches this more than anyone that I know, and always has very critical and crucial information to share, is Robert Deutsch. So Robert's plugging in with me again tonight. We're going to do about 45, and we'll continue to get Robert on as we move forward, because he's watching this just as much as anyone, and looking at all these little critical points that other people are missing, and we need to fill in the gaps here, and I'm doing that as well. I'm watching everything. So we're going to just discuss some things tonight, do the best we can, and then we'll plug in again very soon and continue as we move forward and we find out more information, especially for those overseas and around Australia who listen in. But good to have you, Robert, plugging in again. How are you going?
Fantastic. Good evening, Adam, and hello, everybody listening out there in Truthland. I'm doing all right. I've got battling a bit of a chest cold and treating it with natural teas and stuff. Got a hold of some natural grown oregano that people grow in their gardens out here. It brews a really nice tea that helps with the chest and illnesses. And yeah, I'm just going to get right to the meat and potatoes. It's terrible what's happening across the world, but Australia seems to be in the sights right now of the oppressors, and they're really, really socking it to y'all with these fires. And I got to say, they got to be man-made. There's no way, even with the wind directions and stuff, that the fires are starting side by side, equally spaced apart. You know, I say about 10 miles apart, some of them have been starting. It's just so horrendous. In last show that we did, we talked about the clear of smart cities and high-speed rail. But I'm always a believer that, when our oppressors serve up oppression, they serve many masters at that dinner table. And there's more than one person's agendas being served. And one of the agendas I see being served is resources that are hidden in those beautiful mountains and rainforests, hidden off your coastlines in the form of oil and natural gas, that if you don't burn communities out, they're going to protest having them there, won't they?
Mm.
If you don't burn out the forests with all the animals in it, the law is already in place to protect these wild areas. There'll be nothing to protect, will there?
That's right.
There's so many serve. You got also the biomass industry that's using biomass fuel, and even Agenda 2030 and the Paris Accords clearly spelled out is something like 30 million hectares need to be made available for biomass fuels, and that's spelled out deeply in the document of the Paris Accords, not just the governance body. And I was diving in today into a document called Australia's Critical Minerals Strategy 2019. And it told me something I wasn't aware of, that Australia has the third largest reserves of lithium and is the largest producer of lithium in the world. And we all know the agenda toward the new green revolution that seems to be, should we call it the fire red revolution, because that's what they're using to get their aims. They want the lithium for the battery storage for, the new energy, the new type cars, let's just call it, like the Elon Musk's network of public vehicles that you would just use your social points to be able to access or not access. So we don't have the transportation like we used to have. You also have large resources of cobalt, manganese, tungsten, zirconium, things that are used in the war machines in making metals that are lightweight and strong. And one of the things that actually says is competitive advantages across the full spectrum of technical capital allocation and risk considerations, including political and economic stability. And that's on page 3 of that document, under something they called the opportunity that they're creating for themselves. Mm. But these fires are very man-managed. I got to say that. When you see these fires, when you click on, let's say, the New South Wales Fires Near Me webpage, and you click on the little icon for the fires that are all over, you'll see the word being controlled.
That's right.
Out of control. Yeah. Controlled.
Yeah.
So they're telling us in plain language.
I've heard them getting up there. I've heard them calling it plan and stuff. The plan is this and that. It's just, some of the wording's amazing. That's why I said at the start, I'm watching everything they're saying and doing every movement.
And they wasted no time in Noosa after they burned them out up there, did they? To suddenly say, well, we're going to allow these pine forests to be planted. We mentioned that in that last podcast about pine being a resource that grows quickly and they can make boards out of, so they could build in China because China is one of the largest consumers of plywood and pine board in the world. So they can have pine grow. And, well, the pine trees don't feed the koalas, but I think that's now, sadly, a very nil point. Because I think they're not just functionally extinct anymore. They're beyond that.
Mm.
they've been burnt out.
Yeah,
they burnt them out. The platypuses, or platypi, I wouldn't know how to plural that one, but that beautiful animal that's so rare, it's very synonymous with Australia. You know, the other parts of the world, there's just animals I'd like to see. You know, when on my bucket list was baby kangaroos and stuff, and I got to see them out in the fields in Nimbin, out around the town. So I've seen that. I hadn't seen a wild koala in the wild, but I think the odds of seeing that ever again is quite gone. And the platypus is also very unique to Australia, very, very special. It's almost like a hodgepodge, like one of the great creators that cloned us is made to look what I can do. I'll give it the duck bill with the feet, and it can lay eggs, but yet it's still a mammal. It's such a beautiful creature. Its waterways are so poisoned from even the sludges from the rain coming down from this burn, this controlled burn that's gone on, controlled by green policies, allowing no back burn and no proper fire breaks. So there was so much tinder on the forest floors and everywhere that it was just, you would see fires not burning the top of the trees. It just rushed along, fueled by electromagnetically controlled winds. I showed that on my video yesterday, and I did a few this week that showed how people call it HARP. I know HARP's just one device up in Alaska, but we can call it electromagnetic frequency pulses. They can be done with NEXRAD radars, super darn devices. You have small HARP type arrays in various airports and stuff that meteorology uses to track near Earth objects. But while they're not doing that, I very often suspect there's back doors into these systems. I'm not saying that somebody at your weather service is the mad scientist pushing a buck going, wah, ha, ha, ha. I think there's computer chips are the back doors into devices, you know, Intel inside. You know, who controls those things is Mr. Excellent, isn't it? It's doing not such excellent things to y'all. The resources I see as being huge as I'm watching these fires veer away from the high-speed rail tracks. And high-speed rail is going to tie in with existing lines as well. Maybe the new trains have a different width or different gauge, so they'll have to change where the tracks go. But they already own those. So I could just see so much. But for lack of a better word, there's a lot of fuckery going on, and you guys are paying the price. You're paying the price hard. I don't see how the laws – well, actually, ScoMo already showed his hand on that, didn't he? How they're going to make sure zoning laws change and building laws change. So you're not going to even be able to afford to build back on your property the way they're going to want you to build. You're not going to get your house replaced that burnt up according to the same standard, because the standard has changed. It just has. And into the smart cities they're going. You know, this evacuation says everybody go to Sydney. And it created like a fire corridor. Here, there's not going to be any flames here. You all get your asses in there. And you're trapped. You're freaking trapped. We're going to boost your brains with 5G until you're hearing thoughts in your head that you think are your own. And they're all going to be almost like a communist anthem, isn't it? The big 5G manifesto, if you will, of beamed in thoughts of cognitive dissonance. It's just so horrendous. Even watching this guy that says he's Christian, your country's leader, your prime mismanager. And he gives one bag of groceries to a family. Come on, dude. Oh, my God, you're over there holidaying and whooping it up in Hawaii while your country's on fire. You're going to give one bag of groceries? The whole trailer loads of stuff should be coming in. And you should be unloading it. But nah, all he's unloading is a bunch of photo opportunities where he's got to grab people's hands to shake them. And we're hearing those reports of those, I can't remember the exact town name, so I'm not going to say it, where people actually told him that he wasn't welcome here. Get out. And then the next day they say, well, they're going to have to backburn that area. So they forcibly removed these people. I can't remember what their names are. I haven't seen any films of it, which I find a bit suspicious with everybody with smartphones, you know, if something, certain things happen. But could they have confiscated phones? Yes. Could they jam phone signals with electronic devices? Yes. It's quite happening with these days. I'm seeing a lot of fuckery, Adam. It's just terrible. What are you seeing down there in Sydney?
Same. Yeah, it's There's a lot of politics coming into it now, a lot of bickering and arguing and all of this. But, you know, I've been saying on the last podcast, I mean, this, I think anyone who's being able to critically look at this and think about it must feel under attack. I mean, they must feel, I think most people must feel deep down that there's something very abnormal about this, all of this, the whole thing, all the fires, and some of the latest ones. You know, like Kangaroo Island, you know, a World Heritage type place with magnificent forests where koalas are in the trees there. There was an article came up where the fires first kind of started there, and a guy was driving in his car, and I sent that to you, and, you know, just stopped his car and got out filming it, and there's just this fire nado, but he said the weather wasn't even hot there. There didn't seem to be any reason for this fire to start. And then, of course, it's just, you know, it's just devastated that place, absolutely devastated the tourism industry, anything to do with it, just absolutely burnt, you know, down to the ground. And there seems to be people, you know, there's new reports here. I can't save them all. There's just so many. There's people here now saying that there's just the extraordinary speed of these fires that came through their towns, and also people talking about these fires blowing up. Sort of like, as you said, like telephone wires, just catching the tops of the trees, spreading the information, you know, and just exploding them. People trying to defend their properties for hours, you know, hours and hours, and just saying that these fireballs are just exploding onto their properties. It's burning not just forests, but burning grass and everything. So the intensity and the heat, the color of the fires being different, the firefighters not being able to fight them and just having to get out of there. The government are telling people that, you know, you've got to get out and there's not going to be any help coming. So it's really devastating situations. But as I was saying, bringing it in, it just seems to be every time you blink or you go to bed and you wake up, there's 25 fires now, then there's 50, then there's 75, and they're just popping up everywhere, and they're telling you it's lightning strikes, they're starting this. There's not even any real explanation as to why some of them are starting, but you do have yesterday terrible conditions with changing winds, hot winds, very fast winds, which aren't good for these heavy fire conditions. But the way that it's happening and the speed and ferocity and the power of the fires and the way they're just cracking and exploding and the places they're starting in and how badly these places are getting burnt, none of it adds up. You know, it just makes me think that this is a gigantic kind of real false flag, and they're using nature as the new terrorist. That's kind of how I see it, you know, and I think this is a deliberate burning of Australia. And I think, you know, you bring up a point there of our minerals. There's so many points. We did talk about the fast rail, which we have to watch to see what happens on that front. And I think that's just a part of it. I think that climate change as well, I'd like to get your opinion on that, because I think that there's a lot of problems enacting climate change around the world. They're always having these big UN meetings. The government here aren't buying it. There's arguments. Donald Trump doesn't want to buy it. You know, it's all these kinds of smoke and mirrors and games going on in regards to climate change. But it's something in Australia, I think, that they've wanted to push in. But, you know, I've talked about a lot of people aren't buying into it. They kind of make fun of the Al Gore movies. They make fun of Greta. There's so many YouTube videos now. There's people talking about it. And also you're getting an unbelievable amount of incredible scientists coming out and debunking climate change. And I think with Agenda 2030 barely 10 years away, and, you know, they've got to start bringing in the infrastructure, as you said, they've got to start bringing this Agenda 2030, which cannot be implemented without climate change, because it all works together. I think it's the boys in control of this planet, extraordinarily evil people. I think that what you said's right. That's what I was thinking. I think that we got used. I think we're being used as an example, and I think we're being made an example of. And I think that these fires have shocked everybody in the country. It's the worst environmental catastrophe in history, man-made. Purposely done. We're under attack, and I think the whole world's watching. Everybody's watching. The whole planet's just absolutely horrified at this. They've really shocked the entire planet to its core with these fires, and I think that was the job. I really think that was what they wanted to do, and I think that now there isn't going to be any way out of the new climate change laws, as you said. It's going to come down the line so fast. They're already starting their meetings. I couldn't save enough articles today just in the mainstream media coming out of particularly the United States, and all the big celebrities are weighing in. They're saying that we have to address climate change. They're saying Australia here in the New York Times, Australia is committing climate suicide. And that this has to, I'm going to go through this as well sometime. The world has made the link between Australia, coal fires and climate. It just doesn't end. As I said, all the big celebrities are weighing in and they're saying that the government didn't act. So our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, who's like this zombie stumbling around and, you know, like shaking people's hand. And as you said, handing out groceries. I think he's just an actor in all of this. He'll go. He's about to be replaced. He'll be like the fifth or sixth Prime Minister they're going to replace, and they'll bring in the new Labour guy, Albanese or whatever he is, and he'll have stronger, stricter environmental standards and codes to adhere to these new laws they're going to bring in. I think they're going to have their big meetings, they're going to get everyone at the table now, and I think we're going to be the example, just like the false flags that you see in New Zealand and around the world with the shooting. But this is different because it's an environmental one, Robert, isn't it? And it's real, and it's incredible.
It's like watching Australia being publicly whipped.
That's right.
Like you guys have been punished because you didn't want to give the $5 billion straight away to the climate lie. It's a freaking lie. You got these 95 scientists that have vested interest in funding for huge projects being handed money by Bill Gates and various others, extremely rich people, empathyless people who acted and put on the big smoke screen like they're such a humanitarian while they hand out toxic vaccines all throughout Africa, in various in India, and then they give out $25 million to Keith over there in Arizona. He can spray chem bomb balloon experiments that have been going on for years and years. I've been showing it, and it's openly being done now. They want money. They want it. They want it. They want it, and so they want to administer the fund. That's what the money is, isn't it? It isn't in the spending. It's in the administering of it. So let's take the Clinton Foundation. How many houses did they build in Haiti in the name of this climate change when the hurricanes came through and scoured that island? You know, I think it was something like five houses got built, $5 billion worth of funding. It's a big scam. It's organized crime so openly. And the hardest thing for people to realize, I think, and I can understand this is difficult, is that this is being done on purpose. Yeah, when you've got like that video that I sent around the other day and other people are showing, I think Max Egan as well, showing how self-actuating fireballs were actually a system of ping pong balls that had, I believe it was phosphorus in it, and then they put in a catalyst is injected to them, and they're shot out from a helicopter. And these they take 10 seconds to ignite. 10 seconds, the particular ones they were using. So people are seeing fireballs coming out of the sky.
Mm.
It makes sense to me because this system is in place. And I'll pop you a link to that video so you can get it where other people can see that, you know, I'm not just tinfoil hatting this. I think sometimes you put your tinfoil hat on, Just so maybe to focus your thoughts a bit better, because it is so heinous and hard to accept that so many firefighters are losing their free time with their family. They lost their Christmas, their New Year's. They're sacrificing so much while a prime minister says they're doing it because they want to. They do not want to do this. They have to do this because they have a higher calling, a beautiful calling to help people. And it's so horrendous. And I tell you what, this prime minister you have is going to go down in history as one of the most empathyless, for lack of a better word. He's a fucking scumbag. He fucking is a scomo bag, if you will, might become a new term. And I'll tell you, one of the politicians I see propping himself up a bit in the background is Turnbull again, Malcolm. He's lurking still. Did they take him out of office while this plan went about so he wasn't going to be the scapegoat?
Yeah, that's what I said. ScoMo's the punching bag.
The scapegoat.
That's right.
He absolutely will be. He's being used. He's being beamed. He's over in an evangelistic church getting his mind filled with whatever and holidaying with him. And then, for lack of a better term, ScoMo fiddled while Australia burned. And they say Nero once did that while Rome burned. When the Gauls are at the gate, we got the gall now to look at this and not see how the agenda that's fueling supposed progress is so aggressive in its actions. It's so anti save the environment. You talk about these celebrities, you know, well, they got a scientist on them. DiCaprio with that big old yacht using more fuel to go to his special islands for his pizza and hot dog parties, then I would use it an entire lifetime worth of energy. Talk about a carbon footprint. That's a carbon boot print. It isn't. Enough is enough. They use their celebrities because they got leverage on them, because they got films of them doing immoral things. You know, the pizza gate and the various gates. And, well, gates lock us down. Bill comes to mind. You know, it is beyond horrendous. They're coming for your resources. You got gold. You got huge aluminum deposits up in the mountains on New South Wales and Queensland border.
Yep.
That's what they use to spray us with. It's what they want to take our sunshine away, don't they? It's beyond horrendous, the terraforming of this planet that's going on. Yeah, I went there. It's just so many agendas are being served here at this table. Even if for like the COP 30 environmental conference they had, the one that wouldn't even recognize Greta. Didn't want to hear from her anymore because they put the wrong pawn up at the United Nations and she got rude with the people that she needed the help from. And they ostracized her. She was begging for a ride back from America, wasn't she? They turned her back on it. They absolutely did. When you look, they're telling us we don't need to eat meat no more. Oh, yeah. Cow farts and stuff are ruining the atmosphere. Meanwhile, you look at the dinner menu at these places. They were serving beef. Beef was being served. Steaks. They showed even the delegates from the conference during their breaks lining up at Burger King. Come on. They're not walking their truth. It's do as I say, not as I do. While they're taking their how many private jets and huge 747s brought people to this conference. You know, and telling us not to fly anywhere. They're bringing out so much travel restrictions. I don't even see myself leaving Turkey. It's going to be very difficult unless I do public transport. At last check, until they put this high-speed rail in, I'd have to fly to Australia. And, well, that ain't happening. Just ain't happening. And then they're going to say you got to vaccinate to go there, right?
That's right.
You got to have to get the – and now they're rolling out the Ebola vaccine. Which I got to say, none of us had that childhood illness, right? They'll use it as a prophylactic. What happens when you put a prophylactic on? I have to laugh about it because otherwise I get too lowered. I see a lot of masters being served at this dinner table of oppression.
That's
going on.
Exactly.
And the dinner table is balanced on our backs, folks. If we all stand up, their plates are going to hit the floor. It's just how that works. They're whining and dining on our backs. The invisible whip these days, it cuts very deep. In this last 5 months, the whip has been cutting very visibly into Australia. Very, very visibly. The animals that are lost. How can we make policies on this planet that affect the tree? Does the tree get a vote? How can we make a policy of spraying something in the sky that falls out in the ocean? What are the trees going to eat when we block all the sunshine? They need sunlight for the photosynthesis process. You know, it's just, and they don't care. They are oppressors. They, the fucking assholes in charge. You know, this Masonic chessboard that you see in the Masonic lodges is clearly on the headbands of the police officers that protect and serve their masters. It's on the sides of the police cars, protecting and serving the masters. They're not here to uphold the Constitution anymore, like they swore to. They're too worried about their mortgages. They're too worried about the car payments. They're too worried about the just losing what they have rather than losing everything everybody has. You know, they talk about stealing a childhood from the future, Greta, when she had her big rant over there. Rudely accusing the adults of not doing anything about things. I don't know about you, Adam. Well, I do know. You and I have been doing something for freaking years. Where the hell was she? All she wanted was to cut school, get a picture in the newspaper, and be famous. And that's that. And she achieved that, didn't she? She got her ego moment. It's There's so many agendas we're going to have to look into, folks. There's so many reasons. And there are a lot of reasons. You can't say, well, it's just being done for Clara and the railroad. No, it's just being done for oil and resources. It's just being done for just for control. And it is control. And they're going to lock you down in these smart cities. Smart cities for a dumbed down world. And your thoughts will be controlled because you'll be so worried about your social credit points, right? You'll be so worried about that. God forbid you won't be able to use the Johnny Cab system. They want you only to be able to walk to work within about 15 minutes of your house. So that's going to prevent you from getting together with the minds of other people. You won't be able to just hop in your car and have an activist meeting somewhere where you could discuss a joint effort for being able to peacefully affect change. I have to throw that in there. You know, I don't like violence. I abhor it. And meanwhile, everybody's looking at Australia. Bombs began dropping in another part of the world. War has started. A war that has been well predicted. You know, they want a war of five countries in 7 years, that one general said some years back. And well, the list is well played out. Iran is last on the list, and it started. And they don't have that World Bank. Got to throw that in there. So that's what it's all about, folks. This is about the control. You could say they're doing it for oil. Nah, there'll be a huge gold death. Now, let's look at Libya, look at Baghdad, and all these places that wars have occurred. The gold goes missing, right? There'll be a big gold heist. Twin Towers fell down. Huge gold heist happened that day as well. Not just freedoms were stolen. They want it all. And then they want it all from each other. When they're sitting at that dinner table thinking they're serving master well, master's still looking at them thinking, now how can I take yours? You know, the corporate people, they'd love to take each other's stuff too. Until there's only going to be one big yacht left. And that person, what's he going to be able to spend it on if everything is gone? Is he going to be able to go see a reef that's going to get toxified from the fallout rain? That's from when they flood? Big rains on these burnt out areas, that sludge and stuff's all going to go out to sea. It's all toxic waste. You know, you see these people forced into the water. That was another thing that really bothered me. When the evacuations again occurred this week, and people had to find lakes and actually in the ocean to get away from this. It's like an image of Pompeii that you would think would happen. The people actually got to go into the water and risk drowning rather than be burned to death. And it's just so, of course, they poster childed a family under a dock, didn't they? Kids' hair did look well combed. I have to throw that in there. Because they do love to parade an image that'll stick in your mind. And that one worked. It stuck in my mind. It is beyond time people stop ridiculing the people, telling them what's going on, and start doing something about it. Start looking into it. You know, stop saying they would never do that and say to yourself, would they do that? Is there a reason? Is there malice aforethought? Is there a motive? There is. There's lots of motive, and the motive is bank balance, greed, control. They want those resources. They want the new mines. There's been secret deals made on these holidays in the secret – the COP25 meetings, even at if they have a big funeral, if somebody famous dies and all the oppressors show up, they have a big meeting there too, and they make deals. Yeah, sure, I'll burn this forest out, then we'll let your mine come in because we said no to your mine because there was people living there said no, but now there's no forest to protect. There's no special tree frog still living there anymore. It's dead. You could come now. When all the residents are gone, you could come now. Another thing I see being served to is we've seen there was a guy in Ireland was showing videos of when they were implementing the 5G in a city out there, and they hadn't cut all the trees down in a small area, and he clearly showed how half a tree was dead, and not just one, wherever these smart meters were intercepted. Like, look, this tree is dead. This half of the tree is dead. Near this 5G pole. Excuse me, not I said smart meters. I meant 5G. It look how this half of the tree that's near the transmitter is dead. They don't want us visibly seeing the death. They start – now they burnt a lot of phone masts that burnt up in this. So they're going to replace them all with 5G masts. You ain't getting a choice. You're just going to see them replacing your service, and average Joe is going to go, yay, I've got internet signal again. You know, they're not going to say, gee, that my 5G symbol is lit up on my phone finally. Oh, wow. Oh, gee, this is fast. They won't notice the trees around there dying. Excuse me about this noise. It's my microphone table. They will say they won't notice the mass animal deaths that'll occur, like the birds falling out of the sky in front of these towers, because these birds have been burnt out. They're not there anymore. Your forests after this are changed forever. They're going to be quiet forests. They're going to be like a crypt.
Mm.
To me, it's this it's gut-wrenching. It really is. It's a reason. I see it as a reason as well. Many masters have served, and this is hiding evidence in advance. You know, it's a very real possibility that it's a horrendously heinous one. And people's minds might shut down when I'm saying it. No way would they do that. They have done that. It has been done. And you won't see the animal deaths, and you won't see the tree deaths that happen because of the new frequencies, this millimeter military waveform. And it is a military waveform. It's used in crowd control. It could burn your skin like microwaves, and they can do this at any time. Notice a lot of the 5G activists have been having a lot of mental issues and stuff, suicidal thoughts and stuff. That's what this stuff can do to you on purpose.
Yep.
The patents are all out there, folks. And the patents have been put into application. Terrible, mate. It's just terrible.
Yeah, I know.
I have to have this.
yeah, I know. It's horrible. I can't even imagine what these people are going through, and I think many people deep down, you know, must feel like this is wrong, that this is not normal fires. With, you know, there's nothing's been seen like this in history. I mean, I explained this on other shows. We've had big fires, you know, we've had big fires in history, some of the worst. We're a fire country, and we've gone through them. They've been more in states. You get them in Victoria, you get Ash Wednesday and all these ones. And we've been through this as a country. And some summers it comes and some places get bad, but not like this. As I said, Robert, it's like the War of the Worlds, where the skies open up and everything's just getting attacked and everyone's running, you know. It's like this absolute assault on the entire country. And I think deep down, many people must know that something's very, very, very wrong here. Because you can't think anything else. These are not normal fire conditions. And so it's really, really, shocking what's still going on right now. Just trying to catch up with the latest. It's just devastating, to see this, especially in our, alpine resort areas and, you know, Kosciuszko National Park. I mean, my goodness, Australia's highest peak. Mountainous areas and whole lodges and tourists and places just turned to ash. Just absolutely, people still missing. I mean, so many fire crews unable to get into some of these areas and remote areas to even assess the damage and who's missing and what's going on. I mean, there's so much to pour over here, and it continues too, and it's just unbelievable. But we have Kim Kardashian overseas, and she's put out a tweet, which is very important, Robert. I think that you'll really agree with this. I think this is one of the most important things I've seen from Kim Kardashian about what's happening in Australia and the loss of life and the burning of our country and the terror. A terrifying attack on our country. She says climate change is like real. So a very important comment there from this plastic, fake, rotten mannequin. And the rest of them are coming in. But you know, Robert, as I've always said, you know, the media are like the hounds, and they get released in the night to help implement these agenda. And what they do is they shape people's minds through the TV sets to get them on board. And so these ghouls in the media, they're going to use this terrifying attack on Australia to sell the new religion of climate change. And I just want want people to understand that. When you read all these New York Times and you read all these newspapers and The Guardian and all the Australian newspapers and all around the world, and when you see them pushing climate change because we enacted and it's our fault for not acting on climate change, and this is what's going to happen to everybody in the world unless you accept climate change, you just need to know that these people have no souls, and they are using what's happened to us in Australia as a tool to implement this draconian measures that's really just about redistributing wealth to people who just want more money and want to use us as slaves and control us right down to everything that we think. That's all it's about. And just think of all these idiots and all these people that call themselves columnists and reporters who are just pushing climate change and using Australia as an example now. Just remember that these fires were purposely lit, that it wasn't the sun, okay? The sun's not making Australia explode like this. It's on purpose, okay? So that really makes what they're saying and this whole climate change thing look absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, what an expert she is, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, these are the experts they're bringing in now.
Yeah. You know what? If they do have a soul, it's the soul of a donkey, an ass soul. And there are a bunch of ass souls out there pushing a bunch of bullshit pseudoscience crap down our neck. Why? Maybe she'd get a good rating off her tweet. She gets an adrenaline rush of seeing a bunch of likes and shares. But you know what? I ain't even going to like something like that. I won't share it. I'll go at it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got directed energy. Well, let's go back to that fire NATO you mentioned earlier. Tornadoes are an electrical phenomena. Laser beams can induce lightning and electrical charges known as ducting. As it comes down out of space or out of a plane or drone, as it comes down and meets ground, it makes an electrical current that comes from all around the high atmosphere, from thousands of kilometers around. You can beam that electrical potential down, and it forms a Birkeland current or a Birkeland strand, which is helical. It swirls. Now, that could be direct evidence of a directed energy weapon. The wavelength of light that they use in these military lasers that are capable of incinerating targets, it's advertised in those words, incinerating targets. It's an invisible wavelength of light. Because they're not going to show you like a Star Wars green light, blue light thing coming back to their cannon. So you can aim at it. It's invisible. What you can see is how it's reacted to the atmosphere, what it is has occurred because of it. When I seen a fire NATO laying on its side in a straight line like that, I would have to say that's a direct evidence of directed energy being used. An exotic weapon. Australia was attacked by the shadow government, and that's an act of war against the Australian people. I see no other way of putting it. I can't paint a turd and have it not be a turd. And it's also thing stinks. There's so many methods being used for these fires. Oh. They're trying to blame, was it last count, 257 arsonists. You know what? I blame the United Nations. I blame that Paris document. You have to excuse me. I've been battling a chest cold, but it's a lot better today. We're battling a shadow government that wants funding and full control of this world. One world government where your sovereignty is gone. You have no sovereignty. There'll be new constitutions written and ratified. Ratified by people, they don't ask you. Do you get a vote for a public vote about would you want to have your sunlight taken away in plain language? They don't put it like that. They're like, climate change. They're stealing the sunshine away from every tree that's going to need to grow again. Gone. You know, you have to replace these forests with the same trees that were there. Original heirloom trees have to go back there to feed whatever animals have any chance of repopulating those mountains, those plains. You know, as far as the flat area grasslands, they have animals that live in there. But, you know, innocent-looking grass may hide snake, Confucius once said, and I see some snakes in the grass right now, and it's not very kind, you know. It's not. Yeah, just to put it like that.
What's your idea, Robert, of this climate change in action idea. Are you seeing this? What's the how important do you think it is this, and how can we get this into people's minds that they've used Australia as a shock treatment to sell this to the world? I mean, I'm just seeing a mountainous amount of an endless conga line, if you will, of new laws and legislation coming in after this kind of dies down and people go back to their day-to-day lives and stuff like that. A lot of people will never forget, I understand. I don't know personally how these towns will ever rebuild. Maybe some of the towns around bigger towns or the big towns themselves may be okay around Bega and these places, like big dairy things, I don't know. But as you said, yeah, the new infrastructure will come in. The new 5G will also be inbuilt into these new towns because the government are talking about rebuilding some of these places now. But how big is climate change to Agenda 2030? And I was saying this on the last podcast. You know, when have these big, massive, trillion-dollar companies, when they extract stuff from the earth, or these governments, or whatever, these money masters and these bloodlines and these families behind all of this, you know, these Freemasons, these Satanists, these globalists, whatever name you want to give them, when have they ever cared about the environment or human life? What does it matter that, you know, all these millions of hectares get burnt in Australia and people lose their homes and everything, when you're looking at such a bigger picture here into our future, what our children are going to live through? We're looking at infrastructure, rebuilding smart cities, you know, new rail networks, smart grids, smart cars, you know, 5G, this whole thing, this whole plan that they have for the world and Australia, with Australia being the model for this. That's a big, big, big picture, and a few trees don't matter to these people. And I just think that I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on this, on how important this is going. This is going to be so critical for them to have their big UN meetings and get this climate change laws passed over on this part of the world, absolutely, and then roll it on from there. And I'm just sort of thinking, man, what are we going to see in this country if this happens? All the different types of draconian laws and legislation, it's going to be like a spider's web in this country of what you can and can't do, man. Driving, traveling, working, eating, everything you'll have to sign, everything you'll have to adhere to, everything you'll have to do. It's just going to be this unbelievable thing. All the smart goods and white goods, what you can and can't watch and have in your house, it's just going to be unbelievable. And I see it coming, and I'm watching for this, and I'm waiting for this to die down, and I'm just going to watch this media assault and government implementing all of this stuff as the meetings take place. And this is it. We've had enough. Australia got burnt. It's climate change. Act now. We've got to act now. So I think this is a big one. There's a lot of things we've been discussing, but I think out of all of this, when I think about it, I think it's climate change. I think that they really need to get this done, and time's running out for them. And right. They got to do it now and use us for an example. And yep. We just got used, man, badly.
You got pumped.
We got nailed. Owned. We got nailed. We got sacrificed in front of the whole world.
Yeah, you did. And I'll tell you what, you're right. It's this whole climate change lie is the big excuse. It's the big cognitive dissonance, Hegelian dialect, problem, reaction, solution by our Hegelian oppressors. You see it being touted instantly on the news. Instantly sold us. We've got to do this. We've got to do this for our children, for our future generations. You know, when I was in school, I'm 55 years old. It was all about ecology. They were showing all this. We have to recycle. We got to do this. So they geared up even my generation to react to this future 2030 agenda. Back then it was Agenda 21, which is the agenda for the 21st century. Well, we're in the 21st century now. We're one-fifth of the way through the 20th century, actually. And that makes it sound a little, make you think about that New Year's Eve in 2000 a bit. You know, it's been 20 years since we all were scared by the Y2K virus. It was going to wipe everything out. Remember that one? Well, they're making us fear the same way now. Fearing that it's all going to go up in smoke everywhere. When they can use laser beams from space, they're spraying a bunch of dust down that's falling out on us, to use Max Egan's term, sparkler dust, because it's the same ingredients in that The celebratory sparkler he used to wave around as a kid is the stuff that's falling out on top of us. It is. Yeah. Aluminum oxide is highly flammable. Barium oxide, highly flammable. They add lithium. Lithium burns in the presence of moisture even. So you can have a fire start back up in moist ground with lithium. Everybody thinks it's just to dumb people down. No, it's highly flammable. All this is, they're serving it up to us, and they're using their celebrities like people you actually act like you respect them because you've seen them play a part that had noble values in a movie. You know? You see these people that end up being exposed as doing heinous things. You see celebrities that are accused of pedophilia having their witnesses suicide all the time. These same people are propping up this lie called climate change. Our climate is being changed by the geoengineers, folks. Geoengineering is the active changing of the world's climate. By definition, we got atmospheric heaters that can heat you locally. We've got chemtrails that could blanket the top of a country so the heat doesn't escape out at night. So it just gets successively hotter. You know, we're supposed to radiate our heat into space at night. That's just how that works. And if you put a blanket over yourself, even in bed at night, you're going to stay warmer. You wouldn't do that in the summer, would you? You know, and then you got people that are lying about the data, saying it's the hottest day ever here and here. And I showed it a thing in 1939, you had a temperature of 45 degrees in that one spot. It wasn't the hottest day. But Rothschild bought up the Weather Service and data collection and distribution centers. And he did. This is fact. About 5-6 years ago. I think it's been a little longer now. But he has bought that up, and he has altered data. He has cooked the books. You know, pull your phone up someday and have a real thermometer, one you know, not one that comes from a factory that could be off to make things look warmer. Calibrate it. You know, boiling water, 100°C. Frozen ice cube, 0°C. Calibrate your thermometer, and you check every day. My phone says it's 32 degrees. My thermometer says it's 25 degrees. So the one that goes in the book is the 32, not the 25 you've experienced. So they can cook the books literally, making it hotter. Mm. And they have done it. They have erased weather data. They have actually eliminated a lot of the old satellite images, becoming very hard to find.
Yep.
I can find it, but I'm not going to publicly say where and how I do it, because when I do that, they take that ability away from me. As an example, I used to show a lot of the HAARP and various atmospheric heating devices around the planet in hidden places, because I realized even in Antarctica, somebody's dream to go there. And so they took pictures, and then they checked in with Google Earth. I used to see these photo icons in places all across the world. So I could click on those icons and see what was in the background, to see what was there. And I made the mistake of saying that in a live video. The next day, it was gone. No longer able to access stuff. I'm telling people that we're being ruled by Nazis. Notseess. And they do not want you to see the truth. They just do not. That's why I use that term. And it gets me in a bit of trouble on Facebook. I do bear the brunt of the jailings lately. A lot of my compadres sitting it out this week that I'm helping them get the word out as best I can. They pass me stuff on other networks. You know, we have Skype. We have email. We got snail mail, folks. We can mail letters to each other. Make yourself real to somebody to fight this agenda. You know, we're not one of the, like, Murdochs that own the presses around the world that give to people the information on the idiot box known as television that – when they put it on there, people believe it. What's on the idiot box this week? War's on the idiot box this week. Climate change, all on it. Oh, my God. You can't even watch, let's say, like Amazon Prime has a show they make. You hear them spouting the wonders of vaccines and the wonders of us reacting to climate change, even in these TV shows. Their agendas are just like the guilt across the face of Mother Earth. And as they strip mine the soils and carve into our planet to get these lithiums and using slave labor in Africa to get the minerals needed for this this climate change reactions. It's just all I see is a toxic reaction where the empathy towards all life is put to the back burner because we're so fucking selfish about our own futures that we don't consider the future of the big off. And we're made to fear it, making children think they're all going to die within 6 months if we don't do something. Now, how sick is that? Sickening. But yet, well, doesn't that sell a whole lot of antidepressants? I bet Bear is going excellent to that one. You know, it's make people get all depressed, make people, you know, problem, reaction, solution. Problem, Australia's on fire. Reason given, climate change. Solution, take our money. Take our freedom. Take our life in for the betterment of everything, because I don't want you to burn me alive. It's a terrible way to die. And yet, how many animals have burned alive? When you hear people talk about losing their home, I think about the tree in their backyard saying, how many animals back there just lost their home? You can rebuild yours. They cannot rebuild theirs. How can you unsinge a koala bear? You cannot. And it just disgusts me that you got these celebrities that act like, oh, they're such environmentalists and care about everything, spewing lies. Why? Because they're owned, because they've been doing terrible, dark things, and they don't want it exposed. They are being leveraged, folks. It's extortion racket using celebrities. And I think sometimes that's selfishness. That isn't it better for them to get exposed and go, yeah, punish me. Don't punish my planet. But they ain't got no balls, do they? Well, Kardashian may have some balls. She may have had some sewn on by now. To have a giggle here, because I could soapbox this all day, but at the end of the day, they're going to burn my soapbox, ain't they? They clearly done it. I've been trying my best to get off Facebook as much as possible. But if we're going to use our oppressors' tools, they're going to use their tools back. They're going to say no. It's like the kid that has the basketball and everybody goes out to play and he starts losing. He takes his ball and goes home. Nobody plays. And that's what our oppressors are doing. They're taking their ball and they're going home. And they're still doing whatever they want. They got the basketball, so to speak. Right. Well, the ball needs to be in our court now. Well, we need to make our own ball. That's kind of how that goes. So it's fantastic that we have, you know, this Skype that you and I can use to podcast and get the truth out. We'll always be able to look our grandchildren in the eye. When they say, what did you do to fight this? Could be, at least I know, and you and I are going to be able to say, I did everything I could. And that's why we won. I refuse to think we're not going to win this fight. I won't manifest defeat. Nope. We walk our truth. And that's what we need our feet for.
That's horrendous. Right. Yeah, well, so yeah, it is. It's I trying recently to find some positive way out for truthers here, and this is just a dark time in Australia's history. It's a terrible, terrible thing. It's fire. I know a lot of people are scared of fire. It's a terrible way to go. It's this terrible thing to, and it's the atmosphere around. I mean, it sucks up all the oxygen. It's toxic. There's going to be so much sickness from this, from people breathing this in. It's going to be, you know, so much ramifications from just all of this, and it's such a terrible thing. It's a really dark time in this country at the moment, and we've just got to try and follow this as best we can. But it's an attack. Make no mistake about it. It's an attack. We are the Australian people. And our beautiful nature are absolutely under assault, and our government are in limbo. Anyone can see that. They're up there again tonight. People are getting furious about it, and they're directing their hatred and their anger towards a prime minister who is just this empty vessel floating around with these soft wrists and fingers, trying to flop it onto people's hands and say sorry. They've enacted, they've done nothing. The whole time this has gone through, these fires, they've just sat around and let it go. And now he's acting. They're bringing in the Navy and army help and all of this and funding. And now he's got advertisements going on around social media, pumping his chest up that he's doing a good job, but they did nothing. And there's a lot of people know that, and they see that these people just sat on their hands and watched it burn. And that's intentional to me. You can clearly see it. The people, ordinary people out there, you know, everyone from dairy farmers to just people who live in these areas, they can all see that our own government did nothing, and it was only up to the people to defend themselves and the volunteer firefighters and people now donating clothes and food and all of this, and people helping each other, the communities getting together and bonding together to try and survive this. But the government just sat around, and there's a whole bunch of these ministers and people who are just getting up there and just not even saying a word. They just got their heads down. It's really unbelievable to see. And you're not seeing these so-called prime ministers and political figures fighting for people and out there, as I said the other night, with their hands dirty on the ground, out there with the communities, getting up there, doing something. It's just this failure to enact, and this weird bunch of people just standing around looking through at these fires burning our country and just not doing anything about it. It's really the craziest thing I've ever seen. But I guess their job is not to do anything about it. Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister now, exactly, will be gone soon, and everyone will forget him, and another guy will come in. He's the punching bag. He's going to take the punching from the nation, and they'll all focus their attention away from who really did this and why it's being done and what's coming. And they'll all focus their attention, unfortunately, on this man and his government to get him out. And the vicious circle will continue. It's a sad thing to see, because it doesn't need to be like that. If we just wake up and identify the enemies here and take our country back and say, this is enough. We've been used here we've been humiliated in front of the world and burnt. And it's just terrible to see. And they've really made an example of us. And it's basically that thing. Look at 9/11, you know, it's they do these events, and it's like, you're not going to buy what we're selling. We're going to crush you. We're going to bring your buildings down. We're going to shoot your citizens. We're going to have these false flags. We're going to burn you. And we're going to horrify the world until you do what we say. And so it's coming, folks. And, you know, the best key for our listeners is to be aware and on board with us. And as Robert said, if we go out, we'll go out with a head full of knowledge and a heart full of knowing that we did everything we could and spoke up about it. But it's terrible, dark days in Australia. And it really is just sad to see. There's nothing good or positive that comes out of this. There's nothing good or positive that I can say at this present time to anybody, other than I just hope that we can get some rain and the conditions settle down there and people are okay and we don't have any more loss of life. It's really terrible to see. Anything you want to finish up on tonight, Robert, and we'll get you on again very soon as we continue to know more and you do more research and you find out more. It's very important I get you on and we just cover it for the listeners.
Well, I'd like to say this. You brought up the Twin Towers in 9/11. Well, if each animal that died in these fires was a tower, you had 500 million towers fall in 4 months. And more towers are going to fall. But we got to have the hope. The hope I'll never take away from people. I give you hope. Because you and I can still do this, other people need to also take up that torch and do these conversations, record these, get these out on the internet, speak while you still have a voice. This is ever so important. You might not be the most popular guy in town, but one day, mark my words, people will realize we were just trying to warn people. So never be quiet just because somebody says we can't change things, because even us talking about this is manifesting a change. That's how manifesting in divine, you know, laws of attraction work. And we have got to attract a positive change. Maybe we get lucky and the sun, which is part of our lives, reacts and sends out the biggest EM pulse that ever fried out all electrical systems on this planet, and nature will come back. And that would be a great day. It really would be. If Mother Nature finally puts her stamp on it, starts to shake off the fleas that are infesting her. So we've got to keep that hope for that. We just do. Just for It is sad. It is a very sad topic, and I'm not going to stay lowered on it because I do feel even by doing this, you and I are affecting a positive change. We are. Yes, we're lied to. Face up to it. Ha, ha, ha. You got me. But you ain't getting me twice, you know? That's all we can realize. It's set your egos aside. Use your heads, people. Stay calm and cool. They want us to do a violent reaction so they can fully clamp down in a non-false flag way and say they are all terrorists. Watch out for this extinction rebellion. They're aiming for climate change action, which we're fighting against, saying it's wrong. And they're doing it in a violent way that's going to get all environmental activists branded as terrorists. So we have to be very careful with our emotive language. And I've been very careful with my thoughts, even though, you know, it would be nice to advocate stuff like that. But we have to advocate self-defense, you know, and right now we're defending our planet. So we're doing what we can within the laws. We're bending the rules as much as we can. You know, if I get another Facebook ban, oh, well, I'll be back. It's like I get a holiday from all the instant messages. I know we said we could keep it 45 minutes. We've gone a bit over. But that's what I wanted to say. You know, I just want to be fixed, and I'll keep digging. Everybody do some digging. Find out the reasons. Everybody, together, we can all see clearly. No one person knows it all, myself especially. But I know enough where I could put some puzzle pieces into the big picture. You know enough to put some puzzle pieces. And we need to fit our puzzles together, pieces.
Yeah, yeah,
or
that's right.
Stay puzzled. And, well, fuck Kim Kardashian's tweet. That actually did make me laugh. I was angered first, but I try not to lower myself with anger.
There's a whole bunch
laugh.
Of them. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. I'm sure we'll get the Tina Arenas and the Nicole Kidmans, and they're all going to be speaking up from their luxury mansions over there in Hollywood. So
all these plastic people, they're selling all this plastic surgery against. Do they realize they got a bacteria or a virus form, or I don't know what to even call it, an organism that eats plastics out of the ocean? What could possibly go wrong?
That's right.
You guys, all y'all people just going to fall apart. Your duck lips will be drooped around. You're going to look like those Ubangi tribe that had the flap lips with the pieces of wood in them.
That's right.
Your ass sagging, sit down too hard, pop one of those fake bums you wearing, people. You're given a body by nature. Don't be humiliated with what you got. Walk your truth. Be happy with who you are. You don't need to be all fake, looking like old roasted turkey.
Well, we don't need their their shit. We don't need their shit. We don't need their money, and we don't need their opinions. We need them to just go and piss off and mind their own business. They don't understand at all what's going on here on the ground. And if they're not going to speak truth, we don't want them. We don't want their opinions. And you know, it doesn't help anybody at all. And,
no, we can't think stupid, can we? Stupid cures itself.
That's right. Yeah, it's really annoying. But, yeah, it's very frustrating. And we just don't want any more loss of life. And we do have some more favorable conditions coming, but we'll keep an eye on it. And And most importantly, when this kind of I don't know how long some of these fires people have to understand, you know, just some fires, for example, some areas that have been burnt, you know, one it was the size of Wales, you know, you got areas burnt the size of Singapore and Belgium and countries, you know, these are super fires that are jumping rivers and jumping areas and shooting and just merging to make these massive mega fires. In fact, what's happened with some of these fires on the south coast is they're so big that the fires are now creating their own climates. And so
what a bunch of crap that is.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, and they're out of control, and we can't stop them.
Thunderstorms. You know what? Where were these thunderstorms 4 months ago when the fires were burning up in Queensland, New South Wales, outside of Lismore? Where were these thunderstorms? They were non-existent. That's, again, people buying a bunch of pseudoscience crap. Because it sounds convenient. It's much more convenient than to think to themselves that these fires were intentionally set.
That's right.
Intentionally burned.
Yeah. It's incredible.
And they needed some kind of chemicals that would rain down on them, that would evaporate onto the leaves and the fauna for fresh kindling to a sparkler dust on them, as Matt Max would
sparkler grow. Dust,
and
yeah, metal dust.
People, I told you months ago how to be prepared for events like this, mass evacuations, and how to get out early. I said, clearly make sure you have cash. Clearly said make sure you got water. Clearly said make sure your car stayed full. And what happened? We had kilometer-long lines and no cash accepted. What are people going to scream for? They're going to scream for that chip, mandatory cashlessness, so they can pay for whatever they want. And you got millions of people that were affected that way are going to scream for that. So here comes the chip. Here comes the cashlessness. All part of the agenda, planned and executed. I got to say, it was brilliantly executed. I don't like cleverness. I was very clever. However, I see the game. I'll make sure you got cash, folks. Don't exceed your limit, because I don't want you to have to get arrested for having too much, but you're going to need this stuff. Make sure you got water. Water, water, water. Buy the big jugs. Make sure you got it. Make sure it's fluoride-free. You know, buy it in glass if you can, if you're going to have to store it for a while. I'm sitting on six great big bottles of water right now, just in case, because I'm worried about war in the part of the world that I am. So I'm preparing. I'm not taking my stuff and going out to eat ready yet. I'm making sure I have the supplies I need to be able to supply myself if I'm told I have not allowed outside, because that's happened here before. They tell people 3 or 4 days, you stay indoors. You know, a lot of people, they're going to have what they need. So be prepared, people. This is something you can do for yourselves, and you have to do it for yourself. This is ever so important. Yeah, it's nice to go out to eat and stuff, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's nice to just be able to eat and have water if these things become contaminated or scarce. We've seen the price gouges, somebody charging $48 for a case of water. That's disgusting, but that's what happens. There's always somebody out for that buck.
Yeah,
and they're telling you can't pay with a card. They all want cash. So be prepared, people. Make sure you got some precious metals to trade as well. I think that's going to be common. So, yeah, I had to throw that in there because I want people to be safe. If you can get one of those fire blanket suits that the fire people use, if you're in a position to have that, get one. Make sure you got a shovel to dig in. If you're caught on one of these back roads trying to leave and a fire's coming, you're going to have to dig in. You're going to have to have done your homework and be prepared. I don't like people to die, so if I can help prevent that by a little bit of advice, I'm going to give it. Make sure you got a good particulate mask. Same kind of fire people are using. Go get them. If there's any available there yet. If not, get them on mail order now to have them sent to your house. You've got to have these things. Got to. This is life and death. This is to make sure you don't get lung cancers from breathing this toxic smoke these aluminum barriers.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's
deadly.
Make sure we stay safe.
And some of these communities, Robert, I was watching as well. You know, before we plug out, but like the dairy farmer, there was a guy there, and a few others. They said they defended their farms and their properties many times, not just once, twice, three times. So the fires went through, fireballs spitting at them. That's what they accounted. Some of them, just these walls and fireballs coming into their properties, burning everything, you know, saving their properties, fighting the fires off, and then they come back and then back again. And now and then they're paranoid that the fires are going to come back, and they're telling you because it's wind changes and all of this. It's just unbelievable. It's just crazy that fires can just keep coming back and going forward and coming back until they just wipe out everything. You know, it's an amazing situation happening. And you got these people fighting for 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 hours, days, just fighting these fires, trying to protect their properties and stuff. And then doing it and coming out the other end okay. And then the fires coming back over the top of them again. Imagine how devastating that would be, just exhausted, breathing all this stuff in. You have no more fight in you, and you just get crushed again, once, two, three, four, five times, you know, until everything's absolutely, they make sure everything's gone, and they'll just send the fires through again. So fires changing directions abnormally, fast moving, unbelievable conditions, just intensity of it. Absolutely abnormal on steroids, beyond belief abnormal, and no one can tell me that these fires are natural fires. Whether they've just lost control of a lot of them too, I don't know, but some of them just don't add up to me. It's absolutely crazy, but we have to keep continuing to look into it, as you do, Robert, and share the information so as best we can and go over it. A lot of people probably are thinking what we're saying, or they want to say what we're saying, but they don't want to, but we have to say it, and it's in there. I'm seeing it, I'm feeling it. I don't have anything else to say but this, because this is not normal. If I felt like it was normal, or these were normal fires we get in this country, I'd be reporting on it, but it isn't. Absolutely not. I've grown up in this country my whole life, and this is absolutely just terrifying. We are being hit hard. Pray for sure. Yeah. Pray for every Australian out there and all of us that this goes away very soon, because some are flaring back up again, and depending on conditions, we could get it all back again. So we don't want any more. Enough's enough. We've had enough. Everybody's exhausted. Leave us alone. This is just a terrible situation. So we'll plug out now, Robin, and catch in with you again very soon, as we always do. And take care, man. You do great work. Keep pumping out the material, and we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, big love, Adam. Big love, Australia. Peace, world. Out.